KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with the check of the latest in sports. Sports being brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. And starting off, taking a look at high school wrestling action from over the weekend. Riverside hosted their big wrestling invitational with 17 different teams involved, and Logan Magnolia came out on top fairly handily. 230 points there for the Panthers. Was Aurora, Nebraska, in second with 170.5. Creston Rio Maxburg came in third. Woodbury Central, Clarinda rounded out the top five. Harlan was sixth. Atlantic Cam tied with West Sioux for the seventh spot there at that tourney. Some of the area champions included Jace Rose of Riverside at 120 pounds. Hagen Highstand and Logan Magnolia took the crown at 132. At 138, Seth Danker of ACGC. At 152, it was Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia. Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia, a winner at 160. Also at 170, Caden Stutzman of Atlantic was the champion. Jackson Kinsella of Creston was the winner at 195. Crew Howard of Clarinda took the title at 220, and Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia, winner at 285. Trainer took the title at the Lennox Invitational over the weekend on Saturday as well. They scored 179 points to edge out Bedford Lennox, who finished second with 164.5. It was Maysville, Missouri, then Southwest Valley and South Harrison, Missouri, the top five teams there. Individual champs from the area included Braden Mader of Southwest Iowa, winner at 106, Elliot Cooney, and Ben Braheny for Nottoway Valley, winners at 120 and 126. Dalton Kitzman of Bedford Lennox took the title at 132. Danny Kinsella of Trainer and Duncan Clark of Trainer were winners at 138, 146. Their teammate Carson Braheny won at 152. Also, Andrew Kennan of Bedford Lennox and Jake Cox of Bedford Lennox were winners at 160 and 170. Logan Young of Trainer, a winner at 182. And Dalton Calkins of Southwest Valley took the 220-pound title. Some area wrestling teams competed at the Arena Sports Academy Invitational in Sioux City on Saturday. Glenwood and Underwood tied for the fifth spot in the team scoring. It was Millard South out of Nebraska, the winner, with 308.5. Fort Dodge came in as the runner-up. Sergeant Bluff Luton, Grand Island, and then that Glenwood-Underwood tie there in fifth. It was a couple of area wrestlers grabbing titles there. Missouri Valley's Eli Becerra, the freshman, grabbed the 106-pound title. Weston Allen of Underwood was a winner at 132 pounds. That's a look at your wrestling action there from Saturday. Also, a few high school basketball games around the area on Saturday. In boys' hoops, it was Clarinda topping Shenandoah 60-40 and Red Oak a 74-38 winner over Griswold. In girls' hoops, it was Glenwood taking down Abraham Lincoln 61-49 and Shenandoah beat Clarinda 52-46. In college basketball yesterday, Luca Garza scored 23 points. Joe Wieskamp added 20 as number three Iowa beat Northern Illinois 106-53. Garza, who came into the game leading the nation in scoring at 30.4 points per game, added 8 rebounds while playing just 20 minutes as Fran McCaffrey used reserves for much of the second half. It was a season high in scoring for Wieskamp, who played just 19 minutes. Iowa had its third game of 100 or more points, and it was Adong Makuai, who had 14 points, and Anthony Crump 10 for winless Northern Illinois. DJ Wilkins had a career-high 23 points on 7-11 shooting from three-point range. Drake easily beat Air Force 81-53. Abe Kinrad led the Falcons with 15 points there for Air Force. Northern Iowa says it won't play its scheduled men's basketball matchups with number 13 Wisconsin or Marshall this week. The Panthers were scheduled to visit Wisconsin Wednesday and Marshall on Saturday. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson announced on Sunday the team is pausing all basketball activities, including practice and those two games. He said the COVID-19 pandemic and injuries have made a major impact on his team and the players that they have available. Northern Iowa begins their Missouri Valley Conference schedule on December 27th by hosting Missouri State. In top 25 action, Gabe Brown scored a career-high 20 points, and fourth-ranked Michigan State used a 13-0 run in the second half to pull away for a 109-91 victory over Oakland. Miles McBride scored 20 points. 11th-ranked West Virginia shot a blistering 66% in the first half of an 87-71 win over Richmond. Number 22, Ohio State, held off Cleveland State 67-61 behind 17 points from Dwayne Washington Jr. And Remy Martin capped off his 31-point afternoon by draining a three-pointer with 9 seconds left to give number 23 Arizona State a 71-70 victory over Grand Canyon. Florida forward Keontae Johnson remains in critical but stable condition at a Tallahassee hospital a day after he collapsed on the court during a game at Florida State. No details have been released about what might have caused the SEC preseason player of the year to crumple to the floor as teams came out of a timeout early in the game. Florida sent one of its Jets to Norfolk, Virginia to get Johnson's parents on Saturday and take them to Tallahassee to be with their son. Gators coach Mike White also stayed there overnight along with head athletic trainer Dave Warner. The ACC has postponed Wednesday night's men's basketball game between number 25 Louisville and North Carolina State because of positive COVID-19 tests, contact tracing, and subsequent quarantining within the Cardinals program. In college football news, Auburn is cutting ties with the last head football coach to lead the Tigers to a national championship game. Gus Malzahn went 68-35 in 8 seasons at Auburn and was 39-27 against SEC opponents. He led the Tigers to the 2013 conference title in his first season before losing to Florida State in the national championship game. The Tigers weren't able to duplicate their first-year success under Malzahn. They are 6-4 this season, falling to struggling South Carolina, absorbing double-digit losses to Alabama, Georgia, and Texas A&M. Illinois has fired Coach Lovie Smith with a game left in its 9th consecutive losing season. Smith became the school's first black head coach when he was hired by athletic director Josh Whitman in March of 2016. A longtime NFL coach went 17-39 in 5 seasons with the Illini. Alabama remains the unanimous number one team in the AP College Football poll as the Crimson Tide prepare for Florida in the SEC title game. The rest of the top five remain the same, with Notre Dame followed by Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas A&M. Cincinnati, Indiana, Iowa State, Coastal Carolina, and Georgia round out the top 10. So the Cyclones a couple spots up this week to number 8. Florida fell from 6th to 11th with Saturday's loss to LSU, Iowa, at number 18 here this week. And also in other sporting notes, Minnesota and Wisconsin will try again to keep their rivalry streak alive. The Big Ten announced the undercard to Saturday's conference title game between Ohio State and Northwestern. Wisconsin is set to host Minnesota on Saturday, and Indiana hosts Purdue on Friday night. Rutgers will host Nebraska in Friday's other game. The rest of the Saturday slate includes Illinois at Penn State, Michigan at Iowa, and Michigan State at Maryland. Minnesota and Wisconsin were supposed to play November 28th, but the game was canceled because of elevated COVID-19 cases in the Minnesota program. The teams have played every year since 1907. In the NFL game we had for you here on the radio, the Kansas City Chiefs turned the ball over 4 times, fell into an early 10-point hole, and watched Patrick Mahomes take them go down for a 30-yard sack. None of that stopped the Chiefs from clinching their 5th consecutive AFC West title. Mahomes threw for 393 yards and 2 scores to help the 12-1 Chiefs earn their 8th consecutive victory, 33-27 at Miami. He shook off 3 interceptions and led Kansas City to its team record 10th consecutive road win. Travis Kelce had 8 catches for 136 yards and a touchdown, and Mecole Hardman scored untouched on a 67-yard punt return. Tua Tagovailoa passed for 316 yards and 2 touchdowns to Mike Gesicki, but he also threw his first career interception as the 8-5 Dolphins lost for just the 2nd time in 9 games. The rest of the NFL schedule yesterday, Green Bay topped Detroit 31-24. It was Philadelphia Eagles 24-21 winners over New Orleans. Also Seattle 40-3 over the Jets. Buffalo beat Pittsburgh 26-15. It was Tennessee a 31-10 winner over Jacksonville. Indianapolis beat Las Vegas 44-27. Tampa Bay a 26-14 winner over Minnesota. Washington beat San Francisco 23-15. It was Arizona 26-7 over the Giants. Chicago 36-7 over Houston. Denver a 32-27 winner over Carolina. Dallas 30-7 over Cincinnati. And the Chargers beat Atlanta 20-17. In golf, a relentless rainstorm has pushed the U.S. Women's Open into today. Third-round leader Hinako Shibuno never teed off on Sunday. The round was just over an hour old when thunderstorms in the area caused play to be stopped, and it never resumed. It's about 3/4 of an inch of rain falling before there was no point in trying to restart, as Shibuno will carry a 1-shot lead over American Amy Olsen into today's play. Matt Kuchar and Harris English broke a bunch of their own QBE shootout records in a runaway victory on Sunday at Tiburon Golf Club. They became the first team to win the event 3 times, finished at 37 under 179 to break the mark of 34 under they set in 2013. Their 9-stroke victory tops their 2013 record of 7. And in a note from Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Indians reportedly are changing their nickname after 105 years. The New York Times cites three sources that say the team is moving away from a name that some consider racist for decades. The Indians have been internally discussing a potential name change for months. A team spokesman told the AP the franchise has no immediate comment on the report. And Jared Porter is the 14th general manager in New York Mets history after the two sides hammered out a four-year contract. 41-year-old Porter spent the past four seasons with the Diamondbacks as senior vice president and assistant GM. He also worked under Theo Epstein with the Red Sox and Cubs, winning three World Series in Boston's front office and another with Chicago before joining the Diamondbacks in 2017. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.